French prisons have been in the spotlight since the terrorist attacks in Paris back in January. That's when 17 people were killed in an attack on the offices of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. Authorities believe that one of the suspects in the case became radicalized when he served time in prison. So now the French government is moving forward with measures designed to counter radicalism inside French jails. The BBC's Lucy Williamson reports.
French prisons have been seen as jihadi recruitment centres for years, but the terrorist attacks here in January, the worst in living memory, shed new light on the threat these networks could pose to France. Karim Mokhtari was the target of one such recruiter. A Muslim convert serving time for assault and armed robbery, Karim says the recruiter urged him to join a radical network. "I wasn't convinced," Karim told me. But some people were. Part of the problem, he says, was the lack of Muslim guidance inside the jail.
For more than 5 years in prison, I didn't once meet a Muslim chaplain, and that lack of chaplains is an open door for self-proclaimed imams in prison to spread radical discourse.
To prevent the prison system churning out any more jihadists, the government is stepping in to train imams in the Republic's secular values and send more of them into the nation's prisons. Thomas Andréu is head of public liberties at the Interior Ministry.
France is a secular state. We're not going to tell people what Islam looks like or should look like. But we certainly have a role in the training of imams. Many of them come from abroad, and many of them are not familiar with French culture. And so the French government is starting to provide training about French law, French society, and that is going to bear fruit.
As well as training imams and providing more chaplains for prison guidance, the government is expanding a new project to separate jihadists within the nation's jails. But former inmate and prison convert Karim Mokhtari says that's a terrible idea.
The attacks in January created an emergency situation, and the authorities have responded with emergency solutions. The thinking is they won't be able to convert other inmates if they're separated from the rest. But it will be down to prison staff to determine who is showing signs of radicalization, and they're not equipped to do that. It's difficult. Some are very radical, others are not.
The government admits the separating of prisoners is an emergency measure and that prison radicalization has been a long-standing problem. The question then is why so little has been done to tackle it when researchers like Professor Andrew Hussey have been writing about it for years.
I think the French security services have been looking in the wrong direction. They've always feared the movement of terrorism from one side of the Mediterranean to another, and they've not really taken into account that the borders are very porous and it's already been taking place within the French prison system.
The extent to which French Islam is influenced by the state's secular values or the values of imams from abroad is a sensitive political debate. But it's one that's now taking place not only in mosques, but in the state's own heavily guarded institutions.
That's the BBC's Lucy Williamson in France. You're listening to Here and Now.